Maseches Domai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, that's 7-2. This Mishnah follows very close on the heels of the previous Mishnah. In fact, according to some, there's no difference at all between this Mishnah and the other Mishnah, other than the previous Mishnah talking about solids, and this will deal with liquids. According to the Bartanura, this Mishnah is teaching a new point, which is that we had said in the previous Mishnah that one can use Breira, a retroactive allocation, and make his declaration before Shabbos, that food that he separates on Shabbos should be tithed. So the Kriya Shem happens perhaps before Shabbos, and then the actual physical separation happens on Shabbos, and we allow that to happen. In this Mishnah, according to the Bartanura, we're speaking out that on Shabbos again, he'll have to verbalize the fact that he is declaring the various separations as tithes. So he'd have to, meaning he'd have to say it twice, both before Shabbos and on Shabbos. That understanding is based on one of these two opinions expressed in the Yerushalmi regarding whether one has to actually verbalize the declaration regarding the assignments of tithes on Shabbos again, or if he can simply think in his head what he's doing. The Bar Tanura understands the setup like the Rambam, that he's actually verbalizing it. The Gra understands that it's only done in his head. As far as the role that the declaration would play according to the Bar Tanura before Shabbos, that's separately a question. According to the Chazon Ish, it's not doing anything other than just making sure, kind of like I described in the previous Mishnah, that one says something before Shabbos, though it's ineffective, at least it shows he understands that other things, to be mitaken, to fix other things, would be usher on Shabbos, just tithing is okay. Putting all those introductions and caveats aside, the Mishnah actually reads pretty straightforwardly. It says, Mazgulo esakos. He, the host, pours for the guest a cup of wine. Now, this guest, again, doesn't trust the hafreshes of the Baal HaBayis, the owner, and therefore, va'omer, in the present tense, he must say, now on Shabbos. So that's the Bartholomew understanding. He's saying it again. Before Shabbos, he said he's going to tithe, and he said the various, ascribing the various tithes, and now on Shabbos, he's saying it a second time. Again, according to others, we're dealing with the Omer here means he actually says this before Shabbos, but since we're talking about liquids, he has to do it a little differently. And the reason why is because when it comes to liquids, you can't physically separate out, you know, 1% and make that be the Trumas Meiser. If you declare it first as Meiser before Trumas Meiser, it will be mixed up immediately with the rest of the cup. You can't physically, you know, it commingles, and therefore you have to do it a different way. The Mishnah therefore says, Omer, he should say, Mashani asid l'shayar b'shuli hakos. Relying on Brera, he'll say, that which I will ultimately leave at the bottom of the cup, meaning after I've drunk the first 90% of the cup, I'll leave 10% at the bottom. Harehu Meiser, that some one part of that will be Meiser, Vishar Meiser Samachlo, and the rest of the Meiser will be with it. So like one of the 10 parts at the bottom of the cup will be the Meiser, and the other part is also Meiser. But that first one out of 10, Zesha Sisi Meiser, Asui Trumas Meiser love, that'll be the Trumas Meiser on what's on the coast, in the cup. And Umayser Sheni, as for the Mayser Sheni, who he has to deconsecrate and put onto a coin, where will that be done? That's Befiv. That's at the lip of the cup, meaning at the top of the cup, as opposed to the bottom of the liquid. Mechul Alamos, it will be deconsecrated onto the coin that is, so to speak, taped to the refrigerator of this guy back home. So again, it could be, according to some portion, this is being said before Shabbos and others, and this is just describing the declaration that would be required to deal with liquids, and others understand this is being said again on Shabbos, and it's just simply saying how he has to do it a second time and just showing how he would say it if it were liquid as opposed to solid.